Hello, this is Dr. Yukoniakul, regurgitating an endoscopy report on patient Joanne Logan. Date of birth 8/16/1951. Date of procedure November 1st, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Yukoniakul, Tardio. Referring physician is Dr. Felicia Jacob. Procedure performed is esophagogastrogonoscopy with cold biopsies and balloon dilation. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, one hemoclip deployment and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication screening for colon cancer, dysphagia. Description of procedure and form concerns obtained, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. Patient is brought back to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedators for anesthesia services with monitored anesthesia care for a well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced until the distal esophagus, where there was noted to be a stricture, at which point the adult gastroscope was not able to pass through. A smaller 180 scope was attempted to be passed through this area as well without ability to traverse, period. A pediatric endoscope was then used in order to pass this structured area through to the stomach and into the duodenum, period. Careful examinations were made of the duodenal bulb, second and third second portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before the scope was brought back into the distal esophagus, period. A 6, 7, 8 millimeter balloon dilator was introduced. The patient was dilated to 6, then to 7, then to 8, holding at 1 minute per size, period. The decision was made to continue with dilation, and the 8, 9, 10 dilator was used. The balloon was brought up to 8 and then to 9, period. Given blood pressure variations and difficulty with airway, patient was the decision was made to not continue with further dilations, period. The upper adult gastroscope was able to traverse past the stricture, period. Careful examinations was made and biopsies were taken of this area, period. The scope was then withdrawn. A digital the patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was overall good with a Boston bowel prep score of 6, 2-2-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy: unremarkable upper and mid esophagus. At the distal esophagus, approximately 35 centimeters from the lips, the patient was noted to have a tight stricture, period. Biopsies were obtained of the stricture. The patient was dilated to 6 millimeters, 7 millimeters, 8 millimeters, and 9 millimeters with a good outcome with some mild tearing. There was gastric erythema noted. This was biopsied for histology for H. pylori. On retroflexion, there appeared to be an abnormal wrap anatomy period. It seems as though the wrap has become elongated and twisted, leaving an area that appears to be a new hiatal hernia period. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained for celiac disease period. On colonoscopy, there was melanosis coli throughout the whole colon. There was significant diverticulosis noted in the transverse and left colon. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was also approximately 1.2 centimeter sessile polyp at the hepatic flexure that was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and one hemoclip was deployed. Period. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next slide. We'll need serial dilations. Would recommend next dilation in 2 to 3 weeks, starting at 8 millimeters and advancing further. Sorry, starting at 9 millimeters and advancing further. Next line, would recommend barium swallow for further evaluation of the wrap. Next line, follow-up in clinic as previously scheduled. Next line, recall colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path. Thank you.